At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Michael Yan, traveling, filling in the blanks about the large story, the global story, of global South migrating to global North in the Mediterranean Basin, in the North Sea Basin, in the English Channel Basin, between Turkey and Greece, between Africa, North Africa, and Spain and the EU, between Belarus and Lithuania, and we've been focusing on the Darien Gap between Colombia and Panama. Geography doesn't change. You have to conquer geography, or somebody has to help you conquer it. When we first started reporting about the Darien Gap, it was a crisis. There was a 10% at least death rate crossing through. Now it looks transformed, but it's continuing to change. So we head to the Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, California border. Michael, we last spoke, you were in Austin, I believe, and we were observing what you had discovered in Brownsville about underage, that is under 18, children from migrant families or on their own who were being housed in a former Walmart's in Brownsville. There was a separate facility for male and female. And then at various times being taken, escorted to other parts of the country. Have you, since we talked, Michael, is there any more clarity about what you were observing?
Well, we know, for instance, I was with Ann Vandersteel at the Supercenter in Brownsville recently, Brownsville, Texas. And the old Walmart Supercenter is now a warehouse for children. That's a fact. That's 100% fact. It's filled with children. Filled with boys in particular, below 18-year-old boys. And, you know, the crazy people were saying some years ago that these super centers would be used to as camps. And I thought, well, that's pretty crazy. It turns out it's pretty true. It's absolutely true. And it's demonstrably true. People can just get in their car and go look or walk over if it's near you. You know, it's right in everybody's face. We see these camps all over the place near El Paso and other places. Huge camps in some cases, some for adults, some for children. They're being warehoused. And now that you see the Colonia north of Houston, I just took Ann Vandersteel and I just took two congressmen up last week over that Colonia. It's called Colony Ridge, of all things. I call it Abbott City, or we call it Abbott City. It's near Houston. So we took up Congressman Babin and Congressman Littrell in a helicopter and showed them this Colonia, and it's continuing to grow. It's big enough for 200,000 people, and the land is being cleared. It's wetland and wetlands that people said was so vital and important is just being cleared out right now. If you go out there now, you'll see the dust up in the air and the huge dust devils, and it's nothing but these very large, huge, expensive earth movers, dozens and dozens of them knocking down everything, preparing to put more than 200,000 aliens north of Houston. And as it turns out, Morgan Littrell, Congressman Littrell, who we took up over the Colonia last week, it turns out he's actually getting money from the developer. That explains why he was not very helpful. You know, he can't make up this stuff. You know, it's like there's nobody standing up for these children. Abbott, so-called governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, I call him the World Economic Forum sector chief for Texas. There's children being warehoused in Texas. Nobody seems to know who they are. And he doesn't mention a thing about them. You know, the SWAT team down in Brownsville, Texas, they should be kicking down the doors or going in, entering that super center and arresting all those people that are in there operating this thing. The parking lot's filled with the workers who are keeping those children essentially prisoners. They're not allowed to leave the supercenter. Children can't leave.
Who's paying for it? Did the congressmen know? Who's paying for that?
They were playing dumb. I mean, you know, nobody seems to have an answer. You know, I mean, we're leading the horses to water. You know, for instance, with the Supercenter down there in Brownsville, filled with children, and that's just one. There's many of these. We've been talking with two whistleblowers. Actually, one of my teammates is interviewing another one today, right about now. And one whistleblower said he used to be an escort. He's confirmed used to work in actually the one in Brownsville and some others. But he used to escort children until recently, flying them on United Airlines and chartered flights. And they would fly them from McAllen, Texas, and Harlingen, Texas. And they would fly them to places like Orlando, Florida, Jacksonville, up in New York, and different places. And oftentimes these children are being picked up by people at baggage claim. And they don't even know who these people are. Nobody knows who they are. And sometimes the people picking them up are drunk and that sort of thing.
And you told the members of Congress, was this news to them? Had they ever heard of such a thing?
Yeah, they heard of it. They just sit there and squirm. I mean, you know, Morgan Luttrell, the congressman, I mean, this is the first time I ever met him. Guy's just Mr. Arrogant Seal. Hey, here we are. It's time to go for the helicopter ride. I'm like, listen, this is our country is being overrun. There's no border. It doesn't exist. There's children being warehoused right down the road, and you're playing dumb. You know what I mean? This is just that. Everywhere I go, it's the same thing. The Congress is not doing anything. They're not everybody who's not speaking up about the border at this point, you know, the silence is violence. That's true. If you're not speaking up about the border, you're allowing it to happen. If you're a member of the government, if you're a member of the state government, of any of the state government, then every state in the United States is being invaded now by aliens from all over the world. Violence is increasing dramatically. I think most people by now can see this. Some people are seeing it sharply, such as in New York, Massachusetts, all over the place. And so if they're not standing up against it, they're supporting it.
I have a report from New York, Michael. I spoke with a correspondent, Gwen Hogan, for The City. And what I learned is New York City is overwhelmed. The estimate is 56,000 to 60,000 and more arriving all the time. And finding, because New York City is not only a sanctuary city, but has a law that insists that you must provide shelter and food for anybody who needs it, they're now building large tents, I mean, 1,000-bed tents, and they've chosen an ex-airfield out on Long Island, and there's a parking lot over in Queens. So they're looking to house these people temporarily. They really don't know what happens next, because they've been told, one of the interviews Gwen told me about was a young man from, let me see, he was it Sudanese? I'm not sure. I think it was Sudanese. But in any event, he'd been in San Francisco. No, he'd been in San Diego, where he'd spent 2 months in the homeless shelters and been told to go to New York because you can find work there. They'll let you work. That's why he was in New York. Now, they can't work legally in New York, but they can work off the books. So what you're seeing at the Texas border, where those people under 18 are taken, or the families that come in on the app and say we're seeking sanctuary, some of them are headed to New York. Many do not originally go to New York, but they're told that you can work in New York and they'll take care of you, which is true. I think New York is unique in having a law that insists you must take care of whoever asks for help. These are thousands of people, Michael. You understand. You've seen them come through. These are not the well-educated, well-managed ones that I'm seeing at the Darien Gap. These people are more desperate. They're in Arabic and French and Spanish. So that's Haiti, South America, and probably the Sahel, North Africa or West Africa. And what we're going to see as the fall continues is a bigger and bigger crisis. The mayor has said it only gets worse from here. He said that a couple of weeks ago, but from the reporting I'm hearing from New York, there is no plan. The governor is staying away from the issue, saying, talk to Washington. The mayor calls Washington, and he's told to talk to Albany. So
He's a coward.
What we have here is a crisis that's building in every city, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Portland, but especially New York, because of this rumor that you can find work.
Yeah, well, we can see part of what's unfolding. They're being recruited directly into the military, directly into some police forces. So you're going to end up with basically Haitians on police forces. You know, it's like, you can't make up this stuff unless you are, say, following a playbook from yesteryear. You know, this is goth style invasion, right? It's just a matter of time until people are forced to take people into their homes.
They're using churches now in New York, and they're running out of places. And the weather's coming. Okay. The weather's coming, and there was one, you know, the city council races are going on. You'll like this story, Michael. So we have a couple of city council seats that have been gerrymandered so that they're this or that. There's one entirely Asian seat for the city council, which I think is 51 people. I'm not sure. It's a large number, and it's entirely Asian. So you have an Asian-American versus an Asian-American, Republican and Democrat, both saying the same thing. Not in my backyard, because there's a gym, city school gym, that's not being used. So they're housing the migrants there temporarily. And this, you know how liberal, progressive New York is. They're both competing by saying, elect me, I'll get rid of them tomorrow, complaining to the city. In other words, the one way of expressing chaos is that there's no right or left or Democrat or Republican. It's an overwhelming crisis in the city that will get worse. Now, I pass this on to you because I had occasion to talk to a reporter who did the original reporting around Roosevelt Hotel that was using as a migrant center. Report to Roosevelt Hotel will give you a room somewhere. They were overwhelmed the weekend of the heat wave here in New York. But it hasn't gotten any better. Even though there are not people sleeping on cardboard outside Roosevelt Hotel right now, they're still moving them around. And one young woman said, they sent me here. I went to this place. Nobody would let me in. So they sent me to another place. And they said, no, you had to go back to the Roosevelt Hotel. In other words, these young people are getting the runaround in Spanish, French, and Arabic from the city, not because the city knows what it's doing, but because it's overwhelmed. It doesn't have the resources to handle this scale of crisis. And as of, what did I talk on Wednesday of this week, there was no answer from City Hall, from Albany, or Washington. That's the Washington that helped build Los Blancos and the Darien Gap, Michael. That Washington isn't helping at the other end where the migrants wind up.
This is the plan, John. They don't hide what they're doing. They're destroying the United States. That is what they're doing.
Michael Yon, @Michael_Yon, Y-O-N, to watch Michael's reporting. He's headed to the border, and then he's headed to the Darien Gap, where things have changed profoundly since we started reporting on this in 2021 during the pandemic. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.